Today on Real Radio.
Just know this. It's Zechariah 4:6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's the power.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his topical series called You Need to Know. It's a collection of lessons about the fundamentals of our faith. Now, one of those essentials is the person of the Holy Spirit and his function, including his work in the life of every true believer. Here's Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now with more in his mini-series called You Need to Know All About God, the Holy Spirit.
Many of you on the streets in evangelism, or many of you involved in the call, listen, when you're there in that moment and you're terrified, let's be honest, we may look like we got it together, but we're shaken on the inside, and it's all of God and not of us. And then you open your mouth, and verses are flying out of your face that you're so excited you're being taught. It's like, what in the world is going on here? And when it's all over, it's like, holy cow, who was that? You know who that was. That wasn't you. That was the Holy Spirit using you. He's faithful, and he'll do it. Number 8, God the Holy Spirit builds the church. He's the church builder. Yeah, well, we're a bunch of church planters. No, you're not. The Holy Spirit's a church planter. And just because we say we're going to plant a church does not mean the Holy Spirit plants it. What's the fruit of the Holy Spirit planting a church? It will be fruitful, it will abide, and it will continue being fruitful. This last week, it's very tragic to see, I guess. I'm not sure yet. I'll leave God to be the judge, but some famous church in the Pacific Northwest this week, the whole thing collapsed, ended. And for years, people will write as to how that happened. All I know is Jesus said, when I build my church, the gates of hell will not prevail. And listen, when it's built on the Word of God and not some personality or some sort of conduct, God will see to it bears fruit. Be very careful, church, that you're going to a church where the Word of God is exalted, the Lord Jesus Christ is honored, and the Holy Spirit's evidence is there, because people will be exercising their gifts in the building of the body. That's how the church is built. The Holy Spirit uses people. The gifts of the Spirit. Jesus is honored and the church is built. I mentioned that verse a moment ago. Jesus builds his church. He does that by the Holy Spirit, Matthew 16:18. And I say unto thee, Peter, thou art Peter, but upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the testimony of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' work at building the church is by the gifting of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:22 says, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit builds the church. 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, listen to this. I love this. But the manifestation, you know what that word means? You know what that means. The manifestation, the evidence, what can be documented, observed, seen, felt, recorded. Manifestation. The revelation. The there-ness of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom, maybe you have that, through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge, through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Do you see that, everybody? To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy, that is proclaiming the truth of God. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same, notice, capital S, Holy Spirit works in all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Translation, if the Bible is opened, listen, if the Bible is opened and present in a church gathering, Jesus already promised us in John 14:16, the Holy Spirit will arrive. He uses the Word of God. And when God's people are open to obeying God, he begins, listen, this is key. When God's people are open to obeying the will of God, seeking the Lord, the Holy Spirit will distribute gifts in a church based upon what he knows the church needs. This is why it's very important you be plugged into a local church. Don't be a little church bee. I'm serious. I'm not making fun. Look, I don't know you. I'm not saying, don't write me some mean letter. Just be really super convicted right now. You will never grow by hopping from church to church. You will never grow. Never grow. You say, well, the church I attend to, it's got some problems. Listen, if you're going to come here, we got problems. You got problems, I got problems, all God's children got problems. Do you understand? The Holy Spirit is necessary and needed where we got problems. Well, nobody greeted me when I pulled in the parking lot. See? Here's the deal. Don't hop from flower to flower and think you're growing. You're not going to grow. You got to roll your sleeves up. You got to get in where the blood and guts are at. It's like a marriage. You roll your sleeves up and you get into a marriage. Oh man, we were married 3 days. My wife threw up. That's called marriage. You get in there. You don't give up. You don't quit. The Holy Spirit will give you a gift if you're going to stay put in a church, and he wants to use you to make that church, and in the process, you and I, more like Jesus. I'm going to go where it's easy. Well, you'll never grow then. But if you're willing, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you your gift. If you're like this morning, I don't know, I'm just going to kind of sit over here. I understand that, but don't stay there too long because you're only hurting yourself. You need to keep your eyes on Jesus, not on anybody else. You need to ask him, Lord, I'm at this church now. What gift of the Spirit do you want me to use here for the edification of the body of Christ and for my own personal growth as I serve you? Because, listen, he wants you to use the gift he gives you for others to be strengthened, but you're on the hot seat and I'm on the hot seat regarding one thing. Will I be faithful to exercise that calling? Again, it's all like a marriage. What does the marriage require of you? Faithfulness. What does Jesus require of you? Faithfulness. The Bible says when you're assembling ministers to minister to the body of Christ, that men ought to be found faithful. I will be judged before the throne of God on faithfulness, not how mean or cruel or happy or funny or this or that. Listen, our personality will not be on the docket for that day in court. I will be called before the judgment seat of Christ on faithfulness, and so will you. And so listen, be faithful to what he's called you to do. Just make sure you know what he's called you to do. God, the Holy Spirit, number 9, is our guide. We don't need to belabor this. We've heard this in other passages, but there's a grave danger in our day today, and it's taken its toll upon many in the church, and that is we fail to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite verses in all of the Bible is Psalm 46:10. It's beautiful. The Bible there says, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted in all of the earth. Listen, be still and know. The word in Hebrew is Yada. I love that word. Why? Because the word yada, be still and yada. Be still and yada that I am God. What does that mean? The word yada carries with it in the Hebrew the meaning of be still, listen, be still and discover in your moment's situation that I am God. I like that. Think, are you having a situation right now? Yeah, I'm having a situation. Does a situation await you tomorrow? Who knows, but if a situation doesn't await you on the way home. You said, don't talk like that. Listen, the awesome Bible announces to you, whatever situation you're in, God says, I know all about it. It's happening so you can discover me in it. Listen, don't raise your hand. Are you at odds with somebody? God's using it. He may not have caused it, but he'll use it. You need to stop and ask yourself, what is God intending for me to get out of this situation I'm in? Yada. We should maybe make up shirts. Yada. Only we would know, but it's kind of cool. Yada. Discover God in that situation. Yes. Oh, I just tore my fingernail on the couch back there. It hurt. Yada. 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 What does this mean? Wow. A little fingernail is causing my body to feel. The other day I was running around Chino Hills. In the hills. Ran into a beehive. Got stung in the neck. Listen, a little tiny bee. I mean, I finished him in a second. He's over, but the effects lingered, believe me. And it affected my whole body, you know? I went home, took Benadryl, then I got sleepy. From a little bee sting! What am I talking about? One little thing, and I need to discover from a nail being ripped to a bee sting. God, how are you in this? Don't let me miss this. This trouble I'm going through, let me know. What are you speaking? Whatever you're going through. He'll guide you. 1 John 4:1 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit. There's a lot of demonic activity out there. But test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Number 10, God the Holy Spirit is our proof of purchase. Oh, this is a precious thing. Thank you, Lord. God the Holy Spirit is our proof of purchase. You ever get a receipt or a stamp, proof of purchase? You have to bring back the proof of purchase. Sorry, we can't give you a refund without the proof of purchase. They don't know if it's yours or not. Remember Teddy Ruxpin? Remember when you turn him upside down, pull his little shorts down? There's a mark there. Xavier or somebody invented him. Do I have the right toy? Teddy Ruxpin. And then Cabbage Patch Dolls too. Didn't they have a little ID on the rear end? They all came from, is that the guy? Forget it. Then I don't know what I'm talking about. But there are some toys that have the mark of the manufacturer on them. And there's knockoffs. I remember when Teddy Ruxpin, you know what I'm talking about? That talking little bear? Everybody had one, but some people were trying. There was a certain country that was making knockoffs and pawning them off onto the American consumer. But you had to go to a private place to take a look and see if it was the real deal. The guy at the manufacturing plant marked it. The Holy Spirit is proof of purchase in your life. Listen, you got to go to a private place to get the mark. It's in your heart. But when he marks your heart and life, as I mentioned earlier, you being sealed with the Holy Spirit, the world will know that you're the real deal. They may not like it, but they'll know. It's a supernatural birthmark the Holy Spirit has placed upon every true believer. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 19, Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Whom you have from God. You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Are you marked? 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ, that's God the Son, and has anointed us in God, that's God the Father, verse 22, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit, that is God the Holy Spirit, in our hearts as a guarantee. We're not only sealed by the Holy Spirit, but God has made a guarantee to you, meaning this, to make a pledge or a vow by God. He does it, not you. He does it. For God to make the down payment or to place you on hold for that which was paid for, to secure the purchased possession until he arrives to pick it up. I love that. I grew up with places like Zodi's and, yeah, Gemco, but what's the one that still does it? Kmart. You could go in there and put it on layaway. They'd take it off the shelf. It's no longer on the market, as it were. It's off the shelf. It's back behind the doors. You can't get back there. It's sealed. It's got your name on it. And it stays there until you come and pick it up. That's the exact word that God says the Holy Spirit has done to you. He's taken you off the street. He's put you on his place to display to the world, but the world can't touch you. The world can't harm you. The world no longer has any right to you. You're not on the market anymore. And listen, you are on hold, sealed, and guaranteed because he's coming back to take what the Spirit has placed on hold or on layaway, and that be you. That be me. Number 11, how many of these things do I have? Number 11, this is the last one. All about God the Holy Spirit. He's our source for power. Power. Note the power of the Holy Spirit at work. The Bible tells us, I'll just go quickly, you jot it down, Genesis chapter 1. You ever stop to notice this? That in the creation of the universe and of earth and space, all material, the Bible says it was the Holy Spirit who was brooding over the face of the waters at creation. Did you know that? The word brooding is the word used to stir up. The Holy Spirit was beginning to vibrate and move and assemble. When you read the entirety of the Bible, it's pretty awesome when it announces that Jesus Christ is the one who did that with the Holy Spirit. When the Word of God was spoken, the Bible announces to us that it was none other than Jesus Christ, the architect, contractor, the owner, builder, and the Holy Spirit was at work in doing that. That's power, my friend. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, God has power to deliver us. This is the word of the Lord which came to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. When you leave the sanctuary, out through those doors in Hebrew, there's a 7-lampstand menorah from Jerusalem in that foyer on a 2,000-pound Jerusalem stone. You'll see it in Hebrew. You say, oh, I can't read it. Just know this. It's Zechariah 4, 6. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That's the power. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord. That means they were in agreement. In one place, that means they went to church. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing wind. The wind didn't blow. It was like a rushing wind. Sounded like it. Felt like it maybe, but it wasn't normal wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. It doesn't mean that it was fire and it looked like divided tongues. We don't know exactly what in the world it appeared as or that appeared as. And one sat upon each of them, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And in this particular case, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, Holy Spirit, gave them utterance. And by the way, when they spoke, it was interesting, they spoke all of these foreign languages of people who were standing around watching this. And the people understood them, though the speakers didn't even know what, they didn't know they were speaking German and Russian and Italian or whatever they were speaking. Acts chapter 1, verse 4, we're almost done. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, remember, it's all about power, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. That's a big deal. I have that marked in my Bible. If Jesus says, wait for the promise of the Father, then I want to know what the promise of the Father is. Which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? That's a sweet question, but it's about 2,000 years out of context. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall. Listen how he answers them. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come, what? Not in you. Oh no, the Holy Spirit was already in them after John chapter 20. These were saved men asking a question. How do we do this church stuff? Jesus says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's the outline, by the way, of the book of Acts. John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you. Acts 4, 31. And when they had prayed, and the place where they were assembled together, listen again, was shaken, They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And notice the evidence. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. That was the evidence in that case. Acts 19. We're almost done for real. Acts 19, verse 1. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, Turkey. And finding some disciples, he said to them, now these are born-again believers. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said to him, we've not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. We're saved, but we don't know what you're talking about. Isn't that amazing? And when you read that, Paul laid hands on them and they received the power of the Holy Spirit. Final verse, Ephesians 5:18. Speaking to us, to the church in Ephesus, do not be drunk with wine. Stop right there. Can you be drunk with wine? Can you? If you drank a bottle of wine, would you get drunk? You'd get drunk. What happened? It possessed you. That's what the real term is, you know. It possessed you. It possessed your mind. It possessed your conduct. It possessed your attitude. It possessed your chemistry. You got drunk. You what's the thrust of this? What's he meaning? You became one under the power of something else. And you say, well, you know, yeah, whatever. Well, the bummer is you're gonna sweat that effect out, or you're gonna urinate that effect out. You are going to eat that effect away. It's going to go away. You say, well, my husband's a much nicer person when he's drunk. Well, when he's not nice, then you would say he needs to be drunk again. Guess what? There's something better than that. You don't need to keep your husband in some drunken stupor to enjoy him. He can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's continue with the verse, in which is dissipation. It leaks out. Drink wine, it's going to end. Why waste your money? You're going to have a headache, and you got to go to the bathroom. Then you're going to wake up and find out how much money you loaned to everybody. But, rather, be filled with the Spirit. That's the answer. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. The moment you said yes to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, says 1 Corinthians 12, baptized you once into the body of Christ. He'll never do it again. He only does it once. It's always in the singular. When you get saved once. You only have to be saved once. Pastor, I'm going to come forward again. Don't come forward. You don't need to come forward again. The Holy Spirit baptized you into the body of Christ. But the Bible talks about Jesus Christ baptizing you with the Holy Spirit. And that act is Him coming upon you. We're talking about what you need to know.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called You Need to Know All About God, the Holy Spirit. It's actually a mini-series taken from Pastor Jack's collection of lessons on the essentials of our faith. It's called You Need to Know. We'll continue with more of You Need to Know All About God, the Holy Spirit, on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Remember now, you can write to Pastor Jack anytime and let him know if Real Radio is a part of your day. Here's what one Real Radio listener just recently wrote. Pastor Jack, I purchased a Sirius XM radio subscription for my husband for Christmas as he has a long commute to work. He came across your sermons one evening while driving home and shared them with me. What truth we heard, praise God. We're listening to your Days of Deception series and have purchased it as well. We'll be using this series to help teach our senior high Sunday school class over the summer. We're praying for you and your church family. Thank you for not being afraid to preach the truth. That comes from Kim. Thanks, Kim, for sending that in. We really appreciate it. So again, just a couple points and clicks, and you can send Pastor Jack a word of encouragement. Visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ.
and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.